Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
So this morning is going to be really exciting for me, just because the phrase we keep, you know, having in our prayer meetings and things is just letting those rivers of living water flow, right? Amen. Letting those rivers flow. But if you think of a dam, you know, that holds back water, it's a reservoir, it's being stored. Who knows that in the spirit, we don't want a reservoir that's being stored because that riverbed here is dry and empty. And yeah, in the natural, we need that. People need to catch water. We need that, all that. But in the spirit, what's God's intention? This is not a trick question, just some audience participation. Yeah. So what needs to happen to this dam that's keeping that water?
Destroyed.
Yeah. Any other takers? Any words? Any
break,
breakthrough, breach, anything like that, right? Break that dam, break that river. Now, how do I make this personal? Well, there's some water in here, and if you point at your tummy or somewhere, I mean, where's the Holy Spirit? Somewhere there, right? In me, whatever. Let's think of him as here. What needs to happen then? Let's not build a dam. And sometimes we do because I'm afraid. And if I pray out, what's Andy going to think? Or what's Andrew going to think? And Kurt, whatever is Kurt going to think? You know, that means I'm building more of a dam. So I need to break that. And I just need to pray. Right? This was just an example, nothing personally. What else can hold the dam?
So it's like your bladder.
Yeah. She works in the hospital. We don't want our bladder to burst. So if you listen to the recording, thanks, Angelica. You probably know all the medical terms around that. But the Holy Spirit water in us.
Fear
can hold us back, right? So what do we do, Caroline?
Just trust and release.
Yeah. Wonderful. We have not been given a spirit of fear, so we don't need to bow to any spirit of fear. We can break fear and what else? What can hold back that river?
Well, I'm sort of thinking of the film Dam Busters.
Dam Busters. Ooh, movie time. Okay, what did they need to do with that water?
To break through the dam. So they tried several, they kept trying it, and finally they got one.
The breakthrough.
But they had to keep on doing it until it broke right the way through to civilization down, so they received the water.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a breakthrough.
So the people around your life, the people around my life, so personal responsibility here, and the people around us, what do they need? They need water.
Amen.
They need life. They need not someone else to complain and say something negative, and they need living water. They need life. They need power. So I do have a few things, but the thing I keep hearing Jesus say, just get it out, get that water out. So I'm not claiming my sentences will be completely grammatically correct or all the language we up be, but it's going to be water. Okay, are you ready for that? So we were praying this week, some of us as a leadership, as a church, kind of different people were praying. And I just kept hearing this phrase. Well, actually, it was one of those times that are deep. You know, when you're praying deep, you're just leaning in a bit more. We were praying deep, and I was like, this is good. Our level of the water level in this room, I thought, is rising. Like, we're engaging this. And you know when someone else prays next to you and they're really engaged, it does something to me. I was like, oh yeah, I want to pray. I want to. And then I hear that person going for it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to come right with you, you know. And we, at that point, we're just praying in the spirit. We're just praying in tongues. I have no idea what other people are thinking, but I can feel the depth. And even if we don't use English words, or whatever, there's different nationalities in the room, different languages, words, we still feel like we're going somewhere. Yeah, have you had that? Maybe you've been praying in tongues or with someone else, and sometimes we think, yeah, but I don't know what you're praying. Well, that's right, and Paul says, ask that you get understanding and interpret, but actually, for us in that room, in that moment, we were just praying, and we're like, we're going somewhere, we're digging, we had that word, Caroline, didn't we, about this room, we're digging a well, and we can feel that water's coming. I don't know, not just as a statement of faith, but even right now, my tongue's changing, my prayer life's changing, there's adoration in the room, there's some people started clapping, shouting, there's an expression, because something in the spirit is bursting. And then I was thinking, sometimes we don't even get to that place in the spirit, we kind of pray our prayers and there's a place for that. But God, you have such a depth of prayer where things break open, and Some of you might have engaged in, we had 3 days of prayer and fasting earlier this week. And it wasn't for a particular event, even though a big church is quite a faith step for all of us and a stretch, which is good. But it wasn't fasting for big church. God, do something cool there. Or let's fast for the autumn. God, do something cool in the autumn. Or it's just good to fast for people, right? No, it was, God, would you just break through? You are the breaker. You break open the gate. So I don't have the scripture here now, but it's in Micah 2:13. You can take a note, or Andrea sent it around, I think. Micah 2:13, where it says, God is the one who breaks open the gate.
Amen.
And I was like, oh, I get that. God of breakthrough, he makes a way. You know, he cuts bars of iron, Isaiah 45 says. But it also says he goes ahead of them. And I love that, because God is not saying, okay, I've opened the door, now everyone go through and it's going to be tricky over there, or it's going to be whatever over there. He's saying, I'm going to open the gate, and then I, the Lord, not me, right? God is going ahead of us, and he just clears the way. We kind of go with him, right? We want to be right there. But how does this work? So I've been meditating all week on this. Yeah, God, I can't just wait for you to do something. I'm like, yes, Jesus, go for it. You know, save that person, heal that person, fill that room over there. God's like, no, no, no. Like, we're doing this together. It's a partnership. And, you know, Andrew, I love how you spoke about koinonia. Is that how you say it? Greek? Yeah. Earlier, fellowship. But a part of that word can also be partnership. So it is that fellowship as in friendship and togetherness and intimacy even. But it's also the partnering, the working together. God could just choose to do stuff in the earth, right? But somehow, as we look through the Bible, he chooses to speak to someone and give them a dream and a vision. And come on, one day I'm going to save. One day I'm going to pour out my spirit. One day I'm going to do this. And then it's people that journey with God that see it fulfilled. God doesn't just do something over there. He always, before he does something, the word says, he declares it to his servants, right? So there's always an engagement, a partnership that God wants to have with us. Is that okay? So for me to say, God, save that person, it's a good prayer to pray, but somehow God then needs to send someone to talk to that person and share the gospel.
That's right.
Yeah? It's not going to just get, I mean, in revival times, people just fall on their knees and cry out. We're going to have that, thank you, Lord. But they still need to hear the gospel or need to have heard the seed. There needs to be the seed of the word.
Right.
So if I'm over here praying, God, save that wonderful person, either God can find someone willing of you guys, or I need to get willing and I need to go, right? So when Isaiah in Isaiah 6 has that vision of, wow, I've seen the God, the Almighty, holy, holy, I'm like, I'm undone. And then he hears that call. What does he hear from heaven? Yeah. Who can I send? Who will go for me? And so often, and I know it's more comfortable and it's also my comfort zone. I'm like, yeah, Jesus, I just want to worship you. I want to know you. And that's so good. But then in that, God's heart is, and will you make me known? Like you said earlier. It's who can I send? Who will go for me? Who will go and, yes, pray, because without prayer, that nothing's going to happen there. But who will go? But what happens as we pray is God changes my heart. I'm like, I'm getting rid of that fear, of that self-consciousness, right? So I'm putting that aside. And maybe what's he going to think? Also that aside. And also just that love of God for that person. And then basically I also just have to get over myself and go, right? There's a very practical, I just need to share it. But it's prayer and the word. And it's praying, God, would you work? But I don't want to just be on the outside looking at that. I want to be right in the middle. And maybe you've heard me share this before, but when Peter stepped out the boat, the others were just looking. Peter was like, Lord, if it's you, call me. I'm going to come to you. And we read that story. Oh my goodness, Peter stepped out that boat, he walked on water. The others were kind of there, but they weren't there. And Pastor Colin, we love Pastor Colin. Thank you, Jesus, for his life. He would always say, when God moves, you have almost like, you know, when you throw a stone in the water and has all the ripples, yeah? And the wherever the stone lands, those ripples are a bit bigger, and then obviously it kind of ebbs out. So in any, he would say, revival, we don't use that term that much, but in any revival, any move of God, anything God works, it's like that stone in the water, and those people that are at that core, they experience the waves, and actually probably God has worked in them to make the waves, right? So there's something that happens, let's say this nucleus, that's what happens, and then, you know, so people can still be here and they get blessed, they get healed. They're like, oh my goodness, God is moving. This is amazing. But those here, they don't carry the revival. They're blessed by it. They're like, oh, this is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't know about you, and there's a cost to this, but I want to be right at that core. I want to be like, God, you're moving, move in me.
Amen.
You want to do something, God, work it in me, because I want to be part of it. I don't want to just be on the outside. This is wonderful. I'm getting a bit of the shower. This is fresh water. It's a bit of a hot day. No, I want to be there. I want those living waters to come in me and through me, that not just someone else, but that I go and person gets healed, person gets saved. We have words of knowledge. You know, all of those things that when we come together, it's not just Andrew has the word, which is wonderful, but everyone has a word. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in me and he has got stuff to say and he wants to heal, he wants to deliver, he wants to set free. And I think my prayer has been, okay, God, not that this is anything new, but God, go deeper in me, that water breaks from within me, right? I don't want to be on the outside being blessed, celebrating what God is doing. I want to be in the middle of it, celebrating what he's doing. Is that okay? But Pastor Clive would always say, before God can move out here, he needs to move in here. Yeah? And you know that, you know, I don't have that too. I get up sometimes in the morning and I'm not that person of faith. I'm just tired, you know, like the alarm went off too early and okay. But what do? I don't want to stay in that place of just going through the day and just, you know, I don't want to talk to anyone. And that's me doing this. What I need to do is, okay, God, thank you for this new day. Thank you that I had enough sleep and everything else will do the coffee. No, I won't drink coffee. But God, thank you for this new day. And now I'm going to rise in the spirit. I'm going to be alive, alert. I'm going to be awake. I'm going to walk with you. Thank you. I'm going to hear your voice today. Thank you that your word will be alive to me today. And for me, it's both prayer and then I dig in the word and I'm reading a psalm or I'm reading the daily reading and I'm building my... And when I then leave my room, I feel like a warrior, if that makes sense. And whatever comes towards me then, there's faith, there's hopefully love, there's grace, there's mercy. And I feel like there's a call from God to us, to everyone, the whole church, us at the moment, just to not just, not saying we're not in that place, but God saying, come a bit closer. If you just lean in a bit more, you will hear my voice. And maybe for some of us, we're like, I just don't hear the voice of God. And I feel like he's saying, just come in a bit closer, because you are, you might not discern it. You know, when Eli had Samuel, the little child, and Samuel was there, and God called Samuel and says, Samuel. And what does he do? He did hear the voice, right? What did he get up and go to Eli? What did you say? What did you say? And he's like, I didn't say anything. Did you dream? Goes back. God calls him. So it's not that he didn't hear God. He couldn't discern it. Yeah. And after the third time, bless him, Eli's like, maybe God's speaking to you. And Eli says, okay, next time you wake up, and people know that story? First Samuel. Next time you wake up, just say, here I am, Lord. I'm listening. So little Samuel goes back. Hears the voice. He hears the Lord, you know. Okay. And then what does he do? I'm listening, Lord. So he leans in that little bit more. And then he has that whole download of what God's going to do and how God's going to use him and all of those things. So I think if you can, from all that introduction I just said, that little phrase, lean in a little bit longer. Lean in a bit further. And wherever you're at, whether you feel super alive or a bit dry, just lean in a bit more because there's water flowing. Is that okay? Now, back to that prayer meeting where I got off track a bit. We're praying Monday morning, us as a team, and we're praying strong. And I'm thinking, God, this is how, so just join the thought process. This is birthing prayer, something we're giving birth. People make that, yeah. There's like, you know, Paul says, I labor for you in Galatians. He says, I labor for you like childbirth. Now, obviously, he's a guy. He didn't mean that in a natural. What did he do? He was writing a letter. So he wasn't even there physically to do stuff. I believe it's prayer. I'm laboring for you in prayer so that Christ would be fully formed in you, it says in Galatians. So, and that's how I feel in that moment in this room, just a handful of us. We're praying deep. And I'm like, God, you are... Yes, you are forming stuff because I'm getting thoughts, I'm getting ideas, I have revelations for different situations of what I need to do and all that. But God, something is being birthed. Hold that thought. Next thing I'm like, okay, God, I feel like you're saying you want us, every church, the church, but we're thinking for us right at the moment. God, you want us to be a birthing church. Yeah, hold that phrase. God, you want us to be a birthing church. No point just being pregnant, carrying good stuff. That's the journey, but the goal is to give birth, to see everything God wants to do. Now, practically, that could look like all sorts of things, and I don't want to tell God what to do, but it could be birthing initiatives, birthing salvation. So we're thinking individuals. I'm like, God, we're travailing, deeply praying in the Spirit. God, thank you, we're going to save that person. We're praying. But then we're thinking for us as a church, God, you want us to be a birthing where things are released, teams are sent out, communities change, all of those things. So, and I'm going to share this morning because I think it's timely for us. Because then I'm backtracking. Yeah? So I felt, you know, here this point was deep prayer. God, I think we're birthing, like something is in the Spirit released. Next thought was like, God, I think you're saying you want us to be a birthing church, like as a body, not just individuals that love prayer or whatever. As a church, you want us to release, okay? The next thing I'm like, I'm back. So here's the process. I'm like, okay, before someone can give birth in the natural, not that I'm an expert, but I think we all know what we mean. You give birth. What happens before birth? Typically 9 months in the natural. This is not a trick question. That's here. Just, yeah, you ran ahead of yourself. Angelica Hospital, what happens? 9 months. What happens before birth? Yeah, pregnancy. You carry that child. It's not a trick question. I'm much more simple than some of you people. You already had. So yes, the birth, that's what I've been praying we're doing. But then I thought, yeah, there's a whole season, a whole time. In the natural, it's 9 months, and sometimes it can be years, decades. You know, some of people have been praying for years for something to happen. That's that. That's the journey. And then I thought, oh yeah, we often use phrases like, oh, we carry something in the Spirit. We carry people on our heart. You know, we talked about the high priest having those tribes, people on our hearts, which, and I use this phrase, we're carrying them. Now, we want to carry them until we give birth in the Spirit, if you know what I mean, until they come through, until they're out of darkness into light, until they're out of confusion into clarity, until they give their life to Jesus. That's birth. We call it new birth, right? Someone's born again and all of that. And then their walk begins with Christ. You know, they're a toddler, they're an infant, they need spoon feeding, and then hopefully they grow up and could feed themselves. But before they become a new creation, they need to be birthed. And before their birth, they were carried by someone praying somewhere. Grandma, our mums, all of us carrying people in our hearts. But then, as Andy already said, just before you actually can carry something in the Spirit, I'm talking now, you need to conceive. And I had this really strange phrase. Well, it's not, yeah, well, it's, and I felt God say, you need to teach my people how to conceive in the Spirit, right? I'm talking the Spirit, keep on track. In the Spirit, how do we conceive? How do we conceive something from God? Anyone got any suggestion?
The seed of the Word.
The seed of the Word, yeah. Yeah, seed goes in the ground, small, tiny.
Get the Word inside you.
Get the Word.
Any? To conceive,
you've
got to get it in your heart.
Yeah, in your heart.
Processing.
The processing is here then, yeah. Because I was praying and I was thinking, yeah, some of us, not just us, I was thinking this is for the whole church. Some of us really carry, you know, when someone carries something, they always talk about it, they're full of life, they've got faith for it. Abraham carried, he had a dream, God spoke to him, you're going to have children, you're going to have nations, nations will be blessed. He was carrying that word for years and years and years, and it didn't happen, it did happen, all of that. But he conceived. And some of us, you know, we have visions, we have, and Andrea rightly said, we had this thing recently, dream again. And maybe it's too early to share, but I'm like writing my prayers down. I'm like, God, I'm praying for that room. And actually it's a bit too small, but as a next step, it's all right. But you know what I mean? It's like, God, where's my faith? Help me to conceive. Not that I haven't, you know what we're all caring. I'm caring. But God, you want me to conceive more. You want me to conceive vision. You want me to conceive faith. Carry it through, give it birth. But not just me as an individual, all of us. So you can think in your own situations, maybe if you focus on the middle bit, maybe you've been carrying something or someone, you've actually gone a bit tired. And it's like, that person's still not responding, or that child or that situation, it's not changing. You're just in this phase. You want to see it happen. You're just like, oh Lord, I'm praying. And what would the word say? Keep praying. You know, Jesus, I love it. You know, the parable of the persistent widow. The first line before he even gets to the story, it says, Jesus told them that parable so that they would always pray and never give up. So I'm like, okay, God, give me grace to pray. But I'm going to always pray. I'm going to just pray and pray and pray. And I don't know about you, but when you meet someone who's a real, like, they are praying person, I don't know, it just inspires you. You catch it. You're like, I want to pray more. You know, when you hang out with people like that, hopefully you find that coming here on a Sunday, the more you pray with them, the more you want to pray. And I've sometimes even found that we've prayed and we've gone a bit deeper ourselves in the praying and fasting and just stretching ourselves, praying. I sometimes found when we then had to go in the car to go somewhere, I don't want to stop praying. So I know we're thinking, we're chatting about stuff, but quietly, I'm just praying. I'm like, well, Lord, let's go, see what happens. What happens if I lean in a bit further? What happens if I pray a bit longer? What happens if I go a bit deeper? Yeah? So I want to encourage all of us with that. But I was like, God, I'm caring and I want to carry more, because actually I felt God, not that he said you're not caring enough, but it's like his faith is obviously much higher, right? So I am where I am, or Pastor Colin would describe it as this is my faith and God always wants to stretch it, or this is your love capacity at the moment. God wants to stretch it, to embrace more people, to embrace more situations. So we have different situations. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take notes. I'm going to write down scriptures and prayers. And every day I'm praying, maybe not always all of them, but I'm definitely going to go through. And they're all scriptures that raise my faith, right? So can I give you an example? Do you want an example? If it says God is able, I mean, that's a good start. But then that bit, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what we can hope, think, or other translations say, imagine. I'm an imagining person. Like, I imagine, I'm like, oh, I could see that. I can imagine this. And I'm looking at the scripture. Okay, let's go a bit deeper then. I'm imagining that place full, people being fed, people being equipped, people changing their lives, families, workplaces, communities. I'm imagining, so I'm still at the imagining stage. And what actually did the scripture say? God is able to do more and above. So I'm like, all right. So let's not now go into my day. Let's stay a bit longer and stay a bit deeper. Okay, Lord, so trusting, not that I always get it right, but trusting that I have Holy Spirit inspired imagination and faith, and I know your heart for that and for this. You want to believe for more? You want me to believe for even more? Yes, yes. God will always raise our faith. And what does it say? He always goes from glory to glory. Amen. He doesn't then suddenly say, oh, that's a bit much. Would he ever say that? Like, oh, that's a bit too much. No, he always goes from glory to glory to glory. But who knows, when you ascend the mountain, it's not like this, it's a bit like that. And then you go down and you go a bit like this. And then you thought you were at the top. Actually, you go, oh, there's another bit. So when he says, come up higher, ascend the mountain of the Lord, Psalm 24, come up, ascend. Who will ascend the mountain? It's that call again. Who will ascend? Who will come up? And I thought up was here. But he's like, no, just that's good. That's good. Up is there. And when you're there, you're like, there's even more. But in the spirit, how do we ascend? We engage with him. We engage in worship. We engage in prayer. We engage in the word. And we ascend. We come up higher. We meet with him. And the more we meet with him, his love changes me. His heart changes me. We listened to a great little interview on UCB. Sometimes we tune in a bit in the car. And it was this missionary guy, been all over the world, now they're in England. And he says, we've seen God do lots of things, but they call it, maybe not the language we would use, but you will understand it. We call it Miracle A and Miracle B. He says, Miracle A is when we preach, we love, we welcome those people in our home, we feed them, we foster, whatever it is. And people get radically saved. They get radically changed. Their lives are different. They come from here to there. Communities are changed. Lives are all of that. People come out of prostitution. That's Miracle A. He's like, we love it. We go for it. But he says, to be honest, we've also seen a lot of, not that, but what they call Miracle B, where we've loved that person and they haven't changed. We've prayed and it didn't happen. Whatever, we all know, right? Because that's the reality, a reality at times. But he still called it a miracle. So by that point, I'm like, okay, keep going. This is interesting. So Miracle A, I love that. Miracle B, he said, maybe the person didn't change, but I changed. The capacity in me to love has been stretched. The compassion of Jesus in me for that person, completely different. So they had, I think that particular situation was a foster child, and they really believed God to turn his life around. They had to go to court for different things. And I think, did he take his life or something? Sad story, and that you never want that. But what did they say? We were changed. And now we go on to the next and we're going to love the next person. There is free will. There is all of those things. But from what I can do, I'm going to go all out for God. Is that okay? But not to be disappointed when A doesn't happen, because it's different, but it's still changing me. And my capacity now to love whoever's next, whoever is growing and stronger. And I, in one sense, think about this, that story ending, maybe what we would say in a not so nice way. But what's God's heart? Surely God is grieved. God is hurt when people don't turn to him, when people, you know, shut the door in his face. And I think sometimes he allows us in and lets us feel that a little bit. It's like, oh yeah, God, that's your heart when someone turns away. That's your heart when people don't want to know. And I don't know about you, but for me, and I need more of that, I know, but that makes me, God, I need to tell more people. I need to at least try. Fish, do some more fishing. Cast the net out again. And they were tired. You know that story? When they were tired, they were like, we've done this all night. God, Jesus, we haven't fished anything. And Jesus comes and he's like, do it one more time. Throw the net out on the other side. And they needed help catching the fish. And because Jesus, because you said. So let me come back to our steps. So to conceive from him, to carry it through and to give birth. Let's not despise either stage, because this is the exciting bit and I'm all for that. And I'm learning to not despise that. I love it. Most of us, and probably for the rest of our lives anyways, however much we see, there's always more. God wants us to carry. So I felt really God say to encourage us that if you're carrying and you're in this phase, don't give up, basically. Keep praying, keep believing, and where you need, keep on keeping on, Fred, that's your phrase. But also, it doesn't mean when you get tired, you shouldn't rest. It doesn't mean we don't need to be refreshed. It doesn't mean we don't, you know, David was, they want to kill me. They took our wives and children to, you know, they burned down Ziklag. And what did he do? He encouraged himself on the Lord. Sometimes he needed help. Sometimes he got there himself. So we are here to encourage each other in this phase. But before that, I really again felt God encourage me to just say, some of us feel like we're carrying stuff and that's great. Some of us were like, I have nothing. I don't know my purpose. You know, I don't know my purpose. Don't know what I need to do. I'm just floating along. And maybe you have felt or you're feeling sometimes, you're just floating along and it's great and God is there and stuff. But actually, God wants to go deep and I feel like he wants to say, I want you to conceive. And maybe you're carrying one or two things. He wants to give you three and four or five because he's got such a big heart. So Lord, I just pray even in this moment as I share this, I feel like God wants to encourage us that he wants to give you a seed. I love how you share that, Andy. It's the seed of the word. And Father, in this very moment, I pray, if any of us here are like, I don't know what I'm carrying. I don't know if I'm carrying anything. Jesus, I pray that you would plant a seed. That's right. Maybe that's a dream. Maybe that's a vision. Maybe that's a scripture. Maybe that's something, whoever you are, maybe you're reading this week and you can't get away from, this is what God is saying. This is what God is doing. Well, that's something you're now pregnant with that God wants you to carry and release and bless others with. So Lord, I thank you for that. And we ask for that. Your word says, ask and you receive. So sometimes I ask you, Lord, when we've sometimes not asked or we didn't know, weren't sure, and we didn't have that faith. But Lord, Father, we ask right now, help us receive, help us conceive. Lord, maybe some of those things we're already hearing, we just haven't discerned it's you. Maybe we already know that particular injustice in the world. That makes me angry. That's just not right. Well, maybe you need to say, Holy Spirit, are you saying something here? Is there something on God's heart that you've put on my heart that I need to pray about, that I need to pray through, that I need to do something about? Lord, help us to discern your voice. Maybe it's a particular person they keep popping in your head and you're like, I don't know why I'm thinking about that person, but just carry on with my day. Lord, help us to hear like Eli had to help Samuel say, it's the Lord speaking. Next time you have that, maybe next time that person pops in your head or that situation comes up, just say, Lord, I'm listening. Is there anything you want to say? Is there anything you want to say? Because God wants you to conceive and carry. Maybe it's a particular nation even. You're like, why am I thinking of that random, seemingly random place? But the next time you have that pop in your head, just say, Lord, are you saying something here? But what might happen is that he might say, yeah, could you just pray, like, maybe every day, just a few minutes, just pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. And then it's up to us to how we respond to that, of course. But God wants us to go deep with him. Let that seed of that word go deep. Maybe it's a scripture that comes to mind and it stands out to you this week. And maybe, for example, using the example of koinonia, fellowship, maybe something like that this week, and you're like, God, what do I do with that? I can just imagine him saying to you, yeah, just pray that for the congregation. Pray that for the body, that fellowship, that it's not just meant to be a happy revelation moment. Oh, that was great. No, in that moment, then Holy Spirit, what do I do with that? And I can very much imagine, because I know this is happening to us all the time, and I know to some of you as well, you have a scripture on that, and I just pray that in the body. I pray that in the body. I thank you, Lord, for koinonia. Thank you for fellowship, that as we get together, none will feel missed out. Everyone knows they belong. Everyone is loved. Everyone's cared for. So you can then go on that, if that makes sense. Maybe that scripture that we shared earlier, or Fred brought it as well, about exceedingly abundantly more. My heart and prayer is that some of us will be pregnant with that this week. I'm like, okay, God, I've conceived a word. I'm going to mull over that. I'm going to digest it. I'm going to, you know, Psalm 1 says, meditate on the word. Not just have a revelation and have that moment of excitement, but meditate on it. Like, marinate it, you know, go over it, mull over it, speak it out, pray it, pray it, pray it. And as you pray it, I know that happens to me. Now things pop in my head, people pop in my head. So like, as an example, maybe this helps, for this the room on the other side of the kitchen, I don't know, I'm just like, God, I don't know when, I don't know how. You know, sometimes we have more people here on a Sunday, sometimes a bit less. So this is my, you know, my natural thinking, working it out, trying to work it out. But in the spirit, I know I've conceived, and we've conceived, we've said it for ages, but we've conceived. God, now I'm carrying it, I'm praying it. Lord, I'm calling them in, right? So the prayer develops. God, I don't just thank you for a full room. What do we do in the spirit? Well, we call people in. Lord, I thank you for those that you've called to be with us. And in Jesus' name, we say, come. We call them out of darkness into light. If they're not saved, that's what we need to do. I call them out of darkness into light. Because I don't want to, well, I can't afford to anyways because of what I do here, but any of us, let's not just stand on the side and when it happens, we celebrate. No, let's all be right at the heart and say, Father, I'm praying it in. I'm praying it into being. I've conceived, I'm carrying it, and now we're birthing this. So Holy Spirit, whatever it looks like, I'm praying, I'm calling these people in. One thing we've been praying for ages, and we keep praying it until it happens, and then we pray more. But Lord, we pray pillars, you know, people that don't just float around or whatever. No, pillars that root themselves, pillars that plant themselves, people that carry this with us all, us together, people that carry the vision, that carry the heart. Can you see how the prayer changes from that phrase of, oh, let's dream again, to, oh, exceedingly abundantly more? I'm starting to imagine, and actually, God, you're reminding me of words you've given. My prayer goes deeper, but I also know we need to do something. We need to do something about it. It's not just going to happen out of the blue. God's working in partnership. What I've tried to say in the beginning, God's working, okay, I'm going to give you this dream. I'm going to give you this vision. I'm going to author faith, and then you're going to be my laborer, or you guys are going to be my laborers. So maybe what we can do just now, you can stay seated, you can stand, whatever you want to do, but can we just pray in the spirit? Are you up for that? So doesn't have to be loud, just quietly, but just engage in your own way. Just pray in tongues, pray in the spirit. And I just feel like there's a bit more conceiving to happen in this moment. There's a bit more encouragement for the caring. There's a bit of refreshing to happen just now. And I even feel like, not that the birthing, I don't want to say it like this, but there's some release for this moment. Because we don't want to just say it's next week or it's in the autumn or it's whatever. No, right now, Holy Spirit, we thank you that we're conceiving. We thank you that you strengthen words you've already given. Holy Spirit, thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. Lord, I pray right now as we pray in the Spirit, I thank you for depth. Lord, help us go deeper than we've ever gone before. Help us to go further than we've ever gone before. Help us to go wider, not because we're stretching ourselves, because you've gone so deep, because you've gone so deep. Let's just pray in the Spirit a bit. Shiki rabo shekele dedehe, ribo shahate di shedo kaba, redi sheke robo shededede, ki robaha sheki redebaha, shiki rebo bobo, shiki dede. And don't think about what am I saying. Just think of God. Think about scriptures that have been standing out. Think about those dreams that Jesus has given you, maybe personally, maybe corporately. Just think about the word and just pray. Just pray. Just pour out. Let's just let your mouth just overflow with whatever God's doing in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.